Never gotta walk alone, never on my own. If I ever forget, I'll remind my soul. If you never did another thing, you did enough. You were with me through the lows and picked me up. Ooh. And I'm so grateful.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Everything that we have. He provided our food. He has provided our homes. He has provided our jobs. He has provided our health. Thank you. I'm alive and I'm here. This is what God has provided. Hey, Lord, that's what our God has done for us. Because not everybody is here today, but thank God you're here. You're breathing and you're alive. That's enough to thank God for. He provided for our health and strength because somebody is weak and feeble and can't get up. But thank God for what he has done for us. My brothers and sisters, that's enough to thank him for. If I had 1,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to thank God for what he has done in our life and through our life. And if you won't thank him, the rocks will cry out for it. If you don't feel like praising him, rocks will praise him. And the God that we serve is the same God that's covering us and cleansing us and moving us closer to him. That's why we praise him. For the psalmist said, I will, and that's personal, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise, everybody say his praise. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Not your neighbor's mouth, but your mouth. I have shared with you that we praise him for who he is. And we worship him for what he has done. Oh, we praise him for who he is. But we worship him for what he has done. We praise him for who he is. My brothers and sisters, God sent his son to establish salvation for us. And we praise him for who he is. For he is Dwayne, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Brother Baptiste. He is the bright morning star. He is the Word of God, for in the beginning was the Word. He is a mighty God. There's nobody like him. Nobody can compare to him. And we praise him because he executes justice. for the oppressed. He give food to the hungry. He set the free. He came and set those who are prisoners to sin. Romans 3:23 said, all inclusive have sinned. And that's plural. Come short of the glory of God. God is asking us to go and dig into his word to find out the reason that you are here. And the same God who is rich in mercy looks far beyond many faults and see our need. That's the God that we serve. I want to begin this message with a question. What expectation do you have in a new year? What expectation do you have in a new year? What are your goals? What are your objectives? What are your aspirations do you have in the year 2025? But a better question one could ask is, how will you accomplish the many things you set out to do? Many times we have a New Year's resolution and we fail to keep our resolution within a few days. Sister Mathis and I talked about our Daniel fast and how we feel that the whole church ought to be involved, because this year our Daniel fast will be about increase. Hey, our Daniel fast will be about increase. And if you want to fill the house, will you come with us in this Daniel fast? Don't break it. Stay with it. Because when you say you commit to something with God, God is committing something to you. And when you sacrifice to God, God has already made a sacrifice to you, because he sent his one and only sacrifice to you and me, so that all of us would have a right to the tree of life. That's the God that we serve. So I'm willing to sacrifice to my Lord, my God, and my King, because he's a great God and an awesome God and a blessing God. And when praises go up, blessings come down. I may act a little funny today, but I know that I know that I know I've got a God that's moving on behalf of this place. And if you can't move, he will sometime raise you up to another level, because you can't sit still when you're in the presence of the King. You can't hold your peace when the power of the Holy Spirit moves upon you. I know what God is doing. I know what he is blessing. I know where we're going. And if you love the Lord, there should be a shout of praise in the house of the Lord. Many times, if we turn back the clock of time, did we accomplish the things we set out in 2024? This week, we saw what's inside of some people. We saw innocent lives right down in New Orleans, right down in our state, taken, their lives taken because of political and religious differences. What kind of people have we become when we can't even go and celebrate without violence? But when you've been lost and you have strayed away, and when you take yourself out of the provisions of our Lord, our God, and our King, you get what you ask for. And we pull ourselves away because we now want a king. You'll get your king. Kings can be good or bad. My Bible tells me there were more bad kings than there were good kings. So guess what this king will be? And guess what we've already done? I know my life is on the line when I talk about a king who's not a good king. Because everybody who stands for righteousness may be persecuted for what they stand for. Any good folks in the house been persecuted for what you stand for and what you believe? You can expect it when you follow the Lord, because it's never been easy. If they persecuted him, how much more do you think they will persecute you? But if you stand for him, he has already said, I come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. Somebody's reading. That you might have life more abundantly. My brothers and sisters, our society needs a doctor, because our society is sick. When we think about a sick society, we think of a sick person. And from a physician standpoint, when a person gets sick, a doctor can order what is called an x-ray. And an x-ray can see what's on the inside of our body. If he desired to get in-depth observation, there's also something called an MRI. And the MRI can give a detailed image of almost every internal structure in the body. But God, Yahweh Elohim Elonai, Jehovah, but God, maker, creator, the ruler of all things. But God can see everything in us, and he even knows everything about us. My brothers and sisters, the men who did what they did needed an indoctrination and an introduction to our Lord, our God, and our King. But some men do not accept Jehovah God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But one day, the Lord will ask those men a question: why did you do what you did? Salvation is still plentiful for every man. Romans 3:23 said, if you confess your, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our, and cleanse us from all if you confess, he's faithful and just to forgive us. Because I can't offer you forgiveness, because I need forgiving. But thank God for his Son, who provided forgiveness for all of us. My brothers and sisters, there is a word for the church in 2025. The Apostle Paul challenges himself and all Christians to keep moving forward in the Christian walk of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things, the evidence of things. The Christian walk of faith, when he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. My brothers and sisters, Paul made this acclamation personal. For he said, I count, I do, and I press. It's personal because it ain't about your neighbor. It ain't about your friend. It's not about mother or dad. It's about me. It's about what is my accountability. What is my relationship? What is my worshiping?